What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. We have two guests on today. We have Sid.
Hello.
And Sean.
Hi.
Thank you for joining. This is going to be Sid's second time on the cast. Mm-hmm. Podcast. Cast? Pod?
The cast.
Pod.
The cast. Pod. Good.
Cast. Podcast.
What did you say?
The cast pod.
Cast pod. Cast pod.
You forgot to introduce Crash.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Three guests on the podcast. We have to roll the whole thing fucking back. I don't know, man. I feel terrible now. Guys, welcome to another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. This is definitely my first take at this. Anyway, we have three guests on today, which is what I said the first time. Mm-hmm. We got Sid, Sean, and Crash. So, this is our first dog on the pod, and he's being a very good boy
right
now. Yeah,
that's a good
boy.
Maybe you were so right. I think he just wanted the blanket.
It's a little chilly in here, but in a good way.
It is a little nippy in here. Mm. Yeah, I'm a little perky at the moment. It's very, but the shirt's really nice because it hides that.
I can't see it through the waffle knit.
Yeah.
That's a good
you're
design.
Making really strong eye contact with me right now. It's like, I am not going to look at Peter's nipples. I appreciate that. Thank you for not objectifying me today.
Of course. Yeah, I got
well,
you.
Well, we tried. We just couldn't.
The waffle knit.
You look really, actually look legitimately disappointed that you can't see my nips through the shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the shirt unless.
Okay, stop. Okay. This is not that kind of podcast. Jesus Christ.
All right, we were confused.
But anyway, I'm very excited to have them both on. I've been wanting to get Sean on for a while now, but he had a lot he wanted on his, what's the thing called? The writer? It's called the writer? Okay.
Demands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for?
No, so like there's a thing where like artists can like kind of ask for stuff in their contract to be like in their changing room before like the shows and stuff. Mm. And some people have like very specific asks. I think there's one like musician that says that he wants a bowl of only brown M&Ms or something like that.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah,
I can't remember who
like
it is,
that.
But I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they all the same flavor?
I'm pretty sure they all taste the same.
I see. That's weird.
Yeah. Would you guys have anything like on your rider specifically if like you were to like have one before a show?
I didn't know we could request items. I have requested items.
Yeah.
Candy.
You can. I think you can ask for whatever. I think someone asked for like a LAN setup so they could play League of Legends before. I think that might have been what's the League of Legends band?
Band?
Pentakill.
That
is a League of Legends.
I know. Okay, but wrong direction. It's the group that always Imagine Dragons.
There was another. There's another League. No, they are. Pierre's right.
What?
Imagine Dragons.
Why are they the League of Legends
band?
They
love League of Legends.
They're the band that loves League of Legends.
Oh, okay. They're a band who makes their own music, but they play League of Legends.
Yes.
They don't make League of Legends music.
What?
Beyond that, though, they make League of Legends music.
What song?
They're in the hit Smash anime Arcane.
Yeah, they're in Arcane. I forgot the song, though, already.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
They also did Warriors, right?
Yeah.
They did like a few songs.
Yeah, a few. Like they're huge
I guess I
fans.
Never connected it to Imagine Dragons.
They have such a specific sound, though. I think,
they
right?
do. They do.
I'm like the person who's like, "Oh, that's that character from the other video game, but it's not from the original video game." Like people see Cloud, and I'm like, "Oh, that's Cloud from Super Smash Brothers," but I know Cloud.
Do you say that to purposely piss people off?
Yeah, I
do. You
do,
right?
Yeah.
Because that pissed me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes I get worried because I'll say like really ridiculous, dumb things to you guys. But I worry that you guys think I'm telling the truth.
That only happens like 15% of the
time. Yeah, I was gonna say there's definitely a good amount of stupid shit that you say that I'm like, oh, he means that. Like, he's not kidding. He actually thinks that.
Because to be fair, there are times where you've said like, wait, I totally thought it was X and not Y. I can't think of a specific example, but we're like, Sean, like, come on, man.
My favorite thing is annoying you guys.
You do a great job.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm professional.
I love really well. Sean, but like I think Sean has the highest amount of tilts for me in a video game. Like that goes to Abe. Never mind. Abe has tilted me probably the most.
Mm.
Yeah. Because
does Abe do it intentionally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do things to tilt me on purpose, but he does things to troll. I guess that is him tilting me on purpose, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say he doesn't always start with the intention of tilting you, but then he does something and it like mildly tilts you, so then he leans into it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
like full throttle is like, I'm going to tilt the shit out of Peter now.
Yeah, like, okay, for example, in the context of Valorant, what would you say is, if I said someone pulled an Abe, what would you say that means? Because I have a very specific thing in mind. I was
going to say, there's a lot of things. Pulled an Abe.
And he's lurking on Sova.
Yeah, I was going to say, he Sova lurked the opposite site, droned it, and everybody's up A.
Yeah, well, mine was when we're on defense on Ascent, and he ego peeks on Catwalk and fights people in tiles, and he does that like five fucking rounds in a row, and he justifies it by saying, oh, I got mine. It's like, bitch, you're Sova. He like dies with full util. Okay.
He's a fun guy to play with.
Still love
it. I like it.
I love him. It's great. But yeah. And then I think for me with Sean recently, it's been, Peter, you should play this character. And I'm like, I don't really want
favorite.
To. And I was like, but I think you should. It's like, play Phoenix right now. I was like, I don't really want to. Phoenix is easy. Just play Phoenix, Peter. You're going to love it. And then I'll walk in. I bot frag. I cry the entire time. He's like, but didn't you like playing Phoenix? And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
I'm building Peter's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By rounding out your champ.
I'm also
pool.
Creating like his villain arc. Like two things at once, simultaneously.
Do you think you're turning me into a worse person?
No. Better person.
Yeah?
Well, maybe more evil, but you're becoming funnier. I already think you're super funny, but like I think like, you know, situations like that provoke funny opportunities.
That is fair. I will say that a lot of my sense of humor was derived from like trauma, like growing up, you know? Which is funny that the two of you are here, because I feel like it's been like a thing where me and Tenzin, like another one of our friends, will often bond over family trauma. And then Sean and Sid will be in the Discord call just appalled at the shit that they're hearing because they cannot relate at all. Because we'll be like, yeah, remember when our dads beat us? Wasn't that great? And me and Tenzin will just like laugh it off. And then Sid and Sean are like, we had very happy family upbringing.
No, we don't even say anything. Like, we're both just like, okay, you guys have your trauma bond moment. We're going to shut the fuck up because we have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
Well, yeah, but that what makes me so impressed is that, like, you guys are still so funny and, like, entertaining. And I'm like, how? How the fuck did you manage that? Because, like, I only know trauma. Like, how? Where did you guys get your sense of humor from?
I have a really witty mother. I think that my sense of humor is not, I don't know. I feel like I'm not like outwardly like forthright funny, but sometimes I come up with like witty comments. And I think it's because I grew up like around mostly adults and not a lot of kids. And like my mom is really witty and funny. So I think I just like pick stuff up from her. But I don't think that my humor is necessarily universal. I'm a little dry and crude.
I think you're really funny though.
Thanks.
And I've also interacted with people who consider themselves witty, but they just come off as like characters from like The Big Bang Theory. Do you know what I mean?
Good old Sheldon. Yeah.
Yeah. They really like, it feels like they perpetually feel that there is a laugh track behind them, and they just drop these one-liners, and I'm just like, I'm gonna die if I continue interacting with you. Yeah.
Like, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd say I got most of my humor from cartoons, and my mom's really annoying. Like, she's more, so she's gonna come stay with us for
really?
Like 2 days. She's really annoying though. She's like, she was like up here and I was like here, and my sister and my brother are like down here. They're not annoying at all. But I think all of them are like pretty funny.
Wait, I'm very excited to meet your mom.
Do you equate annoyingness with funniness?
Like, yeah. Cause the way I see annoying is like, I know I'm annoying you guys, but like I'm not going over that brink. Like I go really close to the edge of like annoying where you're mad at me, but I stay right below it. So you're not actually mad at me. And then it's funny because it's like in between that threshold.
That is so fucking annoying to hear. Yeah,
he does it well. You do it well.
You fucking dance around the line of the threshold. It's like, oh, Peter's about to get actually mad. Let me just pull it back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think when you say like you get your humor from cartoons, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like as you're describing that, I'm like, so you're SpongeBob.
I think the way I move is also cartoon like.
Do you mean like physically?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think I move. Do you remember when I was like walking on the couch that one day at our old place and I just like fell into the couch?
I do remember that. I think I have a clip of it. Or was that you?
Well, I don't know. In high school, people would always say, like, dude, you seem like you're straight out of a cartoon. Like, even the way you move or, like, hand gestures or... So I've always kind of, like, had it in my mind. But I don't know if I actually... I don't, like, watch myself.
I'm not sure of the physicality of it. I'll pay more attention now. But I definitely do think that your humor is, like, Gumball or SpongeBob or of that.
Yeah. The way you described it, I think you described yourself as like an iPad kid before iPads.
And so I think I don't know what an iPad kid is, because when I said that, I kind of meant like I have a really short attention span, and I imagine an iPad kid just like plays games.
No, I think that's fitting.
Oh. iPad kids are like, they're always glued to their iPad, and like you give it to them when you're at a restaurant so they behave, but then if you take it away from them, they like scream and cry and freak out. It's like...
No, so that's fitting.
Well, I would totally do that. I would scream and cry and freak out.
Yeah, then maybe you're an iPad kid.
Wait, that's the one thing I don't like about when we go on like nice vacations places, because like 2 days in, I'm already like missing gaming. Mm. And so I'm kind of just like thinking about it the whole time.
That's fair. I mean,
where are you going?
When I went to Japan for 2 weeks, I was having the best time of my life. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I would legitimately... At like weird hours of the night where like you guys are awake, I would just look at Discord and see everyone in like five-man lobbies and just like shed a single fucking tear and just be like, I can't join them. There's no way. But yeah, I could be in like the nicest place ever and still want to just like hunker down and play like a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
You know?
I miss gaming when I travel too. I think that's why my Steam Deck has revolutionized my life. Now I can play Disney Dreamlight Valley anywhere I want.
Tell me more about Disney Dreamlight Valley.
You don't want to hear more.
I want to hear
it. No, you don't want to
hear it. Yes, I do.
Tell them about
the raccoons.
Tell them about the raccoons.
The raccoons.
Okay, Disney Dreamlight Valley, it's a kid's game, right? Like, we're not going to beat around the bush. I'm
for
a 25-year-old woman going on 26.
Is it for kids, like the way Animal Crossing is for kids?
Yes. Less. So there
okay,
is...
Okay, but
there's
like
is,
there's an appeal to Animal Crossing to adults.
There's an appeal to adults, for sure. But, like, it is a Disney game. Geared towards 12-year-olds, which is fine. Anyways, there's this one portion of the game where you have to feed... Why are you laughing?
Crash is being very silly right now.
He's always so silly. There's one portion of the game where you have to feed critters from different, like, environments.
Uh-huh.
And when you feed the critters, they each have a different mechanic. And you know when you're, like, younger and there's, like, a level that you can't beat in whatever game, so you give it to your big brother?
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay.
There's this particular critter, the raccoons,
yeah,
that I have a hard time feeding because the mechanic is really silly. And I'll have you know that when I looked it up on YouTube, there were many people complaining about how difficult the mechanic was.
Were, so the
were they 12 years old?
Adults.
How do you know they're adults?
How do you know they're adults?
They're adults.
Wait, does the comment say, I'm a 43-year-old woman and I'm struggling with a raccoon critter minigame?
I have 7 cats and I play Disney Dreamlight Valley. Anyways, it's like you basically just have to play red light, green light with these raccoons, and I couldn't do it to save my life. And so Sean had to come do it on my Steam Deck, and I've had to feed the raccoons since, and I'm just giving up because I still can't do it. And then I later found out that there's another critter that has the same mechanic. Can you help me?
Yeah. But that's why I asked Sydney if she'd be good in Squid Games.
Probably not. If, like, she's required to stab someone to death in order to survive, yes, I think she'd do well.
You think I would?
I think your survival instincts would kick in. You are so competitive. You are so competitive. You're like one of the most competitive people I know.
This is true.
Like, I was telling my stream the other day, like, we could be competing over something really silly. Like, it could be, oh, whoever eats the most candy becomes the candy queen. And then you would lock in and be like, I'm going to be the fucking candy queen, you know?
This is true.
So, I think in a Squid Game scenario, you would stab Sean. You'd be like, thanks
not
for
hitting me. Not Sean! Not Sean!
No, you would. He's like, hey,
sorry,
man.
Sean, you
thanks
gotta
for
go,
feeding
man.
Me. Thanks for feeding the raccoons for me. But it's donezo for you.
It's about winning, man. I would hope you understand.
I've always thought about it. You know, like game shows like Physical 100 or Squid Games?
Yeah.
I'd be like really embarrassed if I got out in the first like round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get out at all.
I would train so hard. Yeah, but like the
exactly.
First round.
First round's the worst round.
I wouldn't want to come home to you guys. I'd be like,
you couldn't come home.
Yeah.
You'd have to move to Cuba.
I would be impressed that you were invited onto a show like Physical 100, though.
Like, I would walk in and immediately be like, I do not fit in here.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? What do you guys eat? How many people have you guys killed?
Hey, man, that one girl that was a cheerleader, I was like, oh, I don't know how well she's going to hold. And she actually, I think she stuck around longer than I expected.
Yeah, she smurfed.
So you never know, man. It would be funny if like your title was video gamer though.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that. I like that it's like this super jacked guy and he has like the perfect physique farmer.
Oh, dude, I was so sad when he got knocked out.
Yeah.
But I was rooting for the car salesman. But then he got up. Like he's like just fucking
Flash.
Extremely yoked. Like he's humongous.
Sorry, Crash loves Peter. Yeah. Like absolutely loves Uncle
he's my
Peter.
Buddy. I used to babysit him from time to time.
Yeah, you did. Fun. When he was just the tiniest little noodle.
Just a little lad.
Yeah.
The littlest. Hey, Crash.
I thought he was trying to get comfortable on Peter, so just like he just like lays into him.
What is this?
He's really similar to like a snake in some ways.
Yeah, he's a noodle
I
boy. Feel
like he's like a cat. Like he sometimes he becomes liquid.
Oh, he loves you.
He really does. Hi, buddy.
Okay, this is like the worst case scenario. I was really worried that he was going to pee on and poop on this carpet, but if it's just that he gets in Peter's face and he can't podcast, that's like...
No, this is fine.
It's better.
Well, if he peed and pooped right now,
that would be bad. That would be really bad.
That would be pretty bad.
Peter's so far from his mic.
No, I'm sure that the mic can still pick up what I'm saying, though.
Crash! Hey, buddy. He's got work to do, man.
Crash! You see, when Peepo would do this, I would just like start screaming and he would run away.
Crash gets more excited. Like
he's like more invested.
Yeah, he's more excited the more you...
Oh my god, your breath is something else right now too. It's the way his tongue snakes into your nostril.
Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like dogs have like the most perfectly curved tongue to just like insert themselves into your different orifices on your face.
We good? We good now?
Hey, buddy.
We got that out of the way?
Crash, like, I'll be back.
Yeah.
he really did give me that glance like, it's not over.
No. So, you guys inviting more dogs to the podcast or
honestly,
what?
I'm open to it. More pets please. On the podcast. Why not?
Come on, mister. Yeah. Come here.
Dude, people get wasted on their podcast. Like, having a dog on is, I think, is pretty easy in comparison.
Could be worse, huh? Okay.
Disney
got that out of our
Valley.
System.
Getting multiplayer later, though.
It is getting multiplayer, and I am really going to... Okay, so the ongoing joke in our friend group is that no one wants to play Monster Hunter with Peter.
Okay, Wow,
thanks for putting that out there. That was great.
Wait, that was more targeted than it actually is. I don't want to play Monster Hunter in general.
None of us want to play Monster Hunter, but
I
Peter
will
loves
play
it.
Monster Hunter
okay.
for Peter, though.
Yes, and I did, to be fair.
No, but you worded it as, we don't want to play Monster Hunter with Peter.
That's true.
As
yeah,
like,
you
we
made
all
it sound
play.
Like they're all in secret Monster Hunting like groups, like without me and shit. But yeah, I really like Monster Hunter. Capcom, please sponsor me, please, I swear to God. There's the newest game, Monster Hunter Rise. I actually bought 11 copies of the game.
Yeah.
To distribute to various friends. And the only person that put in more than like 2 hours into the game was my friend Skara, who actually received a free copy of the game from Capcom because he was actually sponsored by them. So it's kind of fucked up, Capcom, but you know what? I still love your shit. Every other one of my friends either gave up after like an hour, which honestly, fair, at least they tried. And the others, I think, didn't even install the game. So, they accepted the game, though, so I couldn't refund it.
No.
Wait, but they never installed it.
I have no hours played on that, so could I refund it back to you? I
mean, no, I'll you accepted it, right? And it's been, like, I think 8 months since you accepted it.
Let's just play.
I think we're outside the window. No, fuck you. Let's just play. Fuck you. I don't even want to play with you anymore.
Let's play.
Dude, I will sometimes, like, boot up the game and play it by myself and just be like, it's a good game still. I'm not crazy. I mean, do you guys have a game that, like, no one else will play? I mean, I'll play Disney Dreamlight Valley. Like, I remember I actually found that game and was like, oh, I think you guys would like this. This looks like Disney, like, Animal Crossing.
Mm. Yeah, that's basically what it is. It gets multiplayer soon, so I will take you up on that offer.
I'll play it.
Try it. Yeah, give it a try.
It sounds like you're having fun with it, too. So, like,
yeah, I mean, I was super addicted. Like, when I first picked up the game, I think I played, like, 20 hours in less than 2 days. Like, I just was grinding it. I've slowed down a bit, but mostly because I'm addicted to Valorant now, so that kind of just changed my addiction. Now I just log on to like harvest my crops and go to the shop anyways.
I can't really judge you. I'm literally playing Cookie Run Kingdom, which is a mobile game, and I also harvest my own crops, like my jelly soups and different things to like raise my cookie kingdom. So please join our clan. It's a onion gang. It's on server Pure Vanilla. Me and Janet are the officers, and we really need more people. Anyway,
wait, it's like Animal Crossing. I can come to your cookie village.
You can come to my cookie kingdom. Yeah,
and I can get a job. I can be like,
no,
pizza delivery,
I think you
cookie
could just
dude.
Like you could just like see what's going on.
Oh, it's like Animal Crossing.
Do you like BTS? They have BTS cookies in it. You can't get them
that's
anymore.
That's such a say loaded yes. question.
Say yes.
I love BTS.
Me too.
Who's your favorite member?
V.
Also my favorite. Who's your favorite member? Don't cap me, V.
Wait.
Who's your second favorite member?
Jungkook.
Damn.
To be fair, I was going to say that before he whispered it, but I stuttered. I like stopped myself because then I was like, oh, what if Jungkook is a part of another group? And then they flame me for not
oh,
only
I
sure
framed
being,
you.
This would be one
totally.
Of those moments where yeah. you could tell the producer, vulnerable. Like, hey, I don't, please cut that from the podcast. Yeah.
Please cut anything that makes me look like I don't like K-pop from the podcast.
But you do like K-pop now.
I do like K-pop. Well,
oh, okay,
I like
just,
K-pop. Cut that.
Don't
cut
qualify.
That
don't
what
qualify.
Do you mean? You liked it or you like it now?
I really like NewJeans. I have like never really been a K-pop fan. I got it. Like I understood why people were super into it, but it just wasn't necessarily for me. I didn't dislike K-pop, but I never heard a song that I like really resonated with. I think the music videos are sick though. They like put so much time and effort. Mm-hmm. Anyways, NewJeans has me in my room like this. I'm like, the windows are open and I'm like smiling about some boy I've never met. And like, it's just.
Which song is it? OMG?
All of them.
Oh, all of them?
Like I'm so deep into NewJeans that I have every single one of their songs on my playlist.
Damn. They don't yeah. have that many, but yeah. they're all bangers.
Yeah, they're all bangers.
They're pretty new. Like I've only heard about them like this year.
They're relatively
new. I would say it was like the last
year, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
They're also really young.
Yeah, they're like 14, which makes it
what?
So
what?
Yes. Like they're so talented. I also just really respect musicians who are young and can like sing about things that are relatable to them, but then like I'm 25 years old and I still like it. You know what I mean?
It's because high school is all that matters.
Yeah, I remember
you know, like when we're in high school, and like
I don't remember
think,
high school
at all.
What?
I vaguely remember high school.
Is this another
vaguely.
One of those like trauma?
I actually, I mean, it is one of the situations where like I really hated how cringe I was in high school, so I kind of compartmentalize all that and pretend like I was just born like 25 years old.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
That's cool. Because
high school, middle school, that was all like really cringe. I only started getting like a better handle of like how to be sociable like in college. So. Yeah. I don't think anyone from my high school would have guessed that I would have been a content creator and like been the host of like a podcast. He'd be like, that guy really? That guy fucking sucked. You know?
Wait, time to go back to your high school reunion.
Yeah.
Like, guys, guess
they
what
had,
I
they
do?
They had one. They had a 10-year reunion. Oh my God, they had a 10-year reunion like 4 years ago. But
sorry.
Why was that funny?
Sorry.
Why the fuck was that funny? Your 10-year reunions in 3 years, okay?
Yeah, it's almost as close to how long ago yours was.
Wait, are you going?
What
did you just say?
Nothing.
You want to fight? No. I will fight you.
Not on the
right
podcast.
Now.
Don't fight on the podcast.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Fair.
Not
right
good
after.
Views.
We need to get a wrestling ring for the next one.
Actually,
start
yeah.
people. But, Sean, I sometimes forget like that you're closer to my age.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Yeah. A lot of people in my chat are also very like, think I'm 24 or 22.
Yeah, it's same.
My YouTube editors thought you were 27. They like so confidently put it in my video. They were like, Sean,
wait.
27. I was like, this guy is not 27.
I had to pick up medicine for Jody. And then they were like, what's her birthday? I'm like, and then they're like, well, I can't give you the medicine because you didn't know her birthday right off the bat. I'm like, okay. And then I texted Jody, I couldn't pick up your medicine. I didn't know your birthday like, right off the bat. Like I didn't know the year she was born. And then
it was like 96.
She's like, why don't you just Google me? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I could just do that. But then I Googled myself and my birthday is wrong. I'm like 24 or 27 on Google.
There is a website out there that pegs me at like 52.
Mine's okay, this says 52 for me too. 52? Yeah. Yes.
52.
Yeah, you guys like, are old.
Yeah,
just some
I think
troll
52,
on the internet.
I think one of them is like divorced, like multiple kids. I'm like, holy shit, do
like
I live like a
life.
Wait,
double
is that,
life,
yeah. That sounds like Wikipedia, like anyone can change that.
Yes.
Also, I don't think you're old until you're like 200, which I'm going to beat. So we're all young.
I mean, Japanese people do live a very long life.
Yeah.
On average.
And
but
medicine's
I think,
only improving.
True that.
You're very optimistic.
I take multivitamins in the morning sometimes.
That'll do it. That will help you beat 200. I also don't think I would want to live to 200.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. Like, would you want to live forever if you could?
No. If I could remain youthful, yes.
I think I'll always be hype. So, yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'll qualify this statement. I would be down for like immortality, like youthful immortality, if I could like have like a stop button. Like, I'm kind of over it. Yeah. You know, I know that sounds morbid, but.
No, I agree.
Imagine like you experienced the heat death of the universe and you are now just like, oh shit, I'm still here, but Earth has been obliterated and yeah. There's no one else. That
just
sucks.
Just floating through space. Yeah. Pass.
I think humans will end and then like there'll be just like nothingness for a while. There's like no king animal. And yeah. Like a new thing will come up.
Yeah, in like millions of years. Yeah. So that's like how long it took for.
Doesn't it kind of scare you though that there was at one point an asteroid that hit Earth and it was like so bad to the point where like it kind of obliterated like the ecosystems as we knew it, you know?
Yeah. Like, there's also like an asteroid that's supposed to pass like the closest. Sorry, I'm having a hard time articulating myself today.
I think I know about what you're talking about though.
Yes. It's an asteroid that's going to come the closest to Earth that we've like ever seen.
I think there's like a 1 in 400 chance or something like that. I think that's what the article said. Like 1 in 400 chance that it actually hits Earth.
Sweet. Probably
what the scientist dinosaur said. Yeah. It's probably only a 1 in 400 chance. Wait, I'm confused how a meteor just kills all the dinosaurs. Like all of them. Like it just makes life inhabitable on Earth for a bit and then it clears.
I want to say it was like it caused like ash or some shit to blot out the sun. Something like that, and it just kind of killed everything on Earth that required sunlight. I want to say, damn, my education is really. Do you guys stop fucking laughing, laughing, Nathan? If you know the answer, is that what happened? Okay.
It also created a mega tsunami.
Oh,
that flooded everything.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of shit died.
Yeah.
And that could happen again.
Yeah.
But it probably won't.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Not that asteroid that's coming. Yeah.
It's 1 in 400.
1 in 400. Those are like pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've played gacha games with worse odds. Like straight up.
And Speaking of gacha games, you just spent how much money on your friend's account the other day? On your friend's Genshin account?
Okay. So there is a character named Ayaka that Tenzin really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she tweeted on her alt account, I never win Genshin giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, like, bitch, I'm basically a walking Genshin giveaway. Like,
and you always win.
I always win. I'm stubborn about that. And I just, like, offered to her, like, hey, I'll roll until you get the character. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'm down. And then I get her account info, I roll, I get the character pretty early. But I'm like, okay, but, like, we haven't really unlocked her potential yet. Like, I need to roll a few more times before, like, she gets, like, good. You know? So, you know, I put some money into her account and roll
for it. Yeah, how much money?
Like $700.
Yeah, that's a normal thing to do. That's normal.
Okay, so hear me out, though.
Are you convincing?
Hear me out. I know that sounds like a lot of money, which it is. Don't get me wrong. It is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually was so incredibly lucky. I know that sounds crazy because it is a lot of money, but for the amount, these characters could be maxed out. Mm-hmm. If you get duplicates of the character, up to 7 duplicates total. So getting the base character and then 6 duplicates will like give you fully unlock like her like skill attribute tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So typically it takes a fuck ton of money in order to like fully max it out. Because how it works is you have to roll like 70 times to guarantee like a 5-star roll. But when you do a 5-star roll, there's a 50-50 chance you don't get the character you want. But if you lose the 50-50 roll, shut up. Don't look at me like that.
How much is one roll?
So I think with $100... you could roll about 60-ish times.
Okay.
So I want to say, like, with $100, you could roll just under, like, the minimum to, like, get the guaranteed 5-star.
They have the formula figured out. Like, they'll give you not enough for $100 to get what you want, but almost.
Almost. Something like that. But, yeah. But the thing is, if you lose the 50-50, your next 5-star is a guarantee of the character that you're trying to get. Right.
Hmm.
So the worst case scenario is you roll, you lose the 50-50, then you get the guarantee, then you lose the 50-50, then you get the guarantee, then you lose, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. What actually happened with Tenzin was the first one, we lost the 50-50, but it was for a character that she already used. So it was good. Okay?
Okay.
And then the following three 50-50 rolls, we won. We actually got the character she wanted three times in a row, which is like insane luck. Insane.
That's how they get you.
Can you go over the cap?
You could, like, but then
collecting all the
you
cereals.
Could, but then it would just like give you like the currency back, so it's not okay. worth it. But yeah,
you just spending, say so it's worth it.
Spending $700 for what we got was actually a low ball amount, so I actually saved money. If you think about it, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
$700 for one character. How many characters are in Genshin?
A lot.
Like over 100. 200?
I wouldn't say over 100.
Not over 100?
Maybe around 100, but that includes like the lower star characters.
Wow, yeah. Holy. I haven't played Genshin in a long time.
There's
then.
A good amount.
There are 57 playable characters.
Oh, okay. Mm. So not even close. But like, I just felt like there was a lot. But yeah, $700 to like not even fully max out a character. I would say on average to fully max out a character, it'd be like $1,500 to $2,000 per character. And that's just for the character. It wouldn't even be, excuse me, it wouldn't even be for their weapon.
Good
oh
God.
My God.
No wonder there's Genshin shit everywhere. Like, I remember when I was in Brazil and I was just walking and there's just like a Genshin ad and there's just Genshin shit all over the places because they have so much fucking money. They can just advertise everywhere.
Yeah, there's an idol survival show that I'm watching, which is, do you know what idol survival shows are?
It's like they put K-pop idols on like...
So it's like people, like, trainees trying to become K-pop idols and they compete.
Oh, it's like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader
show. When Peter first said that, I thought
show.
That they like battled.
Yeah, so
I was thinking too. We're like, is this like Hunger Games but K-pop idols?
That's what I thought it was when Anita described it to me.
I would watch that.
But yeah, it's not battle royale K-pop trainees, bummer. Unfortunately. Okay. But it is K-pop trainees trying to like, become like the next K-pop group or whatever, something
gotcha.
Like that. I think it like starts with like over 50 and then whittles down to, or like maybe it was like 100. I forget, but like it whittles down to 9. Hmm. And the eliminations are based off of, like, a global vote.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, I feel like it would have to be, like, I imagine there's judges and stuff, but it would have to be based off, like, popular vote.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
For that to work out. Interesting. And then they shove all 9 people in one group. They're like, okay.
So that part I'm a little iffy on. I don't really know. Mm. Anita needs to give me the rundown again. Apparently, what happened, though, was, like, there's actually a huge controversy because they rebranded this idol survival show because the previous one, there was evidence that there was like vote manipulation from like the companies themselves. So like this new idol survival show made a big deal about how their votes were like audited by like a third party or something. So anyway, show's really good, by the way. Like it makes you tear up because like they do like behind the scenes stuff, and then sometimes you just see them like cry because like there's so much pressure. They call their mom and they're like breaking down into tears, or like there's like camaraderie between like the members themselves, and like they're just like supporting each other. Usually it's a really good show. But yeah, that's the reason why I brought that show up. It feels like a huge segue is because they also just did an ad for Genshin Impact. Sorry. It all goes full circle. Anyway, I've been watching Boys Planet. It's called Boys Planet. I've been watching that with Anita. It's a pretty good show.
There's only boys?
It's all boys, yeah.
Wait, how do they get like the perfect group if they have to like work together? Because like the thing I like about K-pop is because they're like the Ninja Turtles. Like they have like the rapper and they have like the young person and they have like the vocalist and they have the dancer and the Ninja Turtles, they have like the smart one. They have like the crazy one.
Yeah. Like actually each trainee kind of has their own specialty. Mm-hmm. So like some will be like the main rapper, one's the dancer. Like you were saying, exactly. Like the fucking Ninja Turtles.
Well, they have like 6 rappers.
So yeah, I don't know how that works. So I do think that a lot of people, like have multiple talents, like maybe multiple emphases. Like there's one guy who was supposed to be the main vocalist, but he found out that he's like actually really good at rapping. So there's like stuff like that. But they also might like vote based off of like, oh, the most popular of that category. I don't actually know. Mm. So
wait, you don't vote? Or is it like you
I don't
vote
personally
you...
vote. You can vote. I think the show's ongoing at the moment. I'm not voting. I wouldn't doubt that Anita votes.
I love that shit. Yeah. I love being able to vote for reality TV shows.
Yeah, maybe you could check it out. It's actually pretty good. I've never been invested in an idol survival show before, but like this is pretty cool. And also there's like a mixture of like Korean pop stars and like people from like the US, Thailand, Australia, Vietnam, China, Japan. So there's like a lot of those. So like, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I've been enjoying it more than I'd like to admit. I will say each episode's fucking 2 hours long though.
Oh, holy shit. It's crazy.
And it's also on its own streaming platform, Viki, which is apparently really good if you're into Korean stuff. So
wait, do they have, if it's 2 hours long, do they have the thing that like Physical Hunter has where they replay?
Oh, God.
The clutch moments.
There is unfortunately a lot of Korean editing, which is really fucking tilting because they'll do it like a musical performance and they repeat parts of the musical performance. So it's like super fucking jarring. But they'd be like, oh, we had the full performance on YouTube. It's like, bitch, you could have had the full performance now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like hella tilting. But like, that's just like Korean editing. I don't think we can do anything about that.
They should just sell it on Viki Plus.
Don't give them ideas. Okay.
Yeah. You're
listening. God. Viki Plus.
That was my Physical 100 was my first time experiencing that kind of editing. I would say I don't like consume a lot of Korean media. And I was just like sitting down watching with you guys and I was like, is this normal? Like, is this something that is done often? And yeah, people were explaining to me like, yeah, this is really popular, like Korean editing style. And it drives me crazy because a lot of the times it's not even something that I need to see again. Like, it's cool if it's like someone lifts something really heavy and then like we get to see it like maybe a couple times. Sure, I'm not gonna be mad about that. But it's like someone lifts something really heavy and then someone over here is like, oh, and they replay that. It's like, yeah. I'm like, I saw it the first time. Like, ooh, gasp, we're all excited. Like, why am I watching this six times in a row? I don't get it. I don't get the editing.
I don't know. That's ask the look. Korean people because it's really popular amongst what they do. It's fucking annoying.
It is pretty annoying.
Like one of the reasons, I don't know, I started getting more into like, I want to say it's like starting with Squid Games. I started watching more like Korean stuff, especially like on Netflix and things like that. And like, they didn't really do much of that style of editing because they do that for like Korean dramas for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like you staged the whole, like this is all scripted. Like, why are we repeating scripted content?
Yeah,
it doesn't
make
any fucking sense. Like reality TV shows, I kind of get.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, it's egregious in reality TV shows. Like 8 different angles, the same audio sound effect. You hear someone gasping and shit.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But sorry. Dude, are we going to catch hate for this? I'm actually not sure.
I don't think a lot of people like it. Like, I think that even, I mean, I'm sure that there's stuff in like American TV that we hated as kids. For me, like when I see that replay, it makes me think like I'm watching Play the Game in Overwatch. But it's like a junk rat sometimes gets Play the Game. And I have to watch it over and over and over. I'm like, this took no skill. I get it. But like, it's like that.
We're just like stuck here.
Yeah.
With Torbjorn dead, but his turret's killing everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. But I have to hear all my teammates' reactions. All of us gasping individually.
That is exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's a better, I've just seen better editing like when it came to like watching my friends' videos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you see everyone's reactions to a play, but it doesn't feel like I'm watching the same fucking 1.5 seconds, like in like rapid order, you know? So,
but I'm sure if that's like the media you grew up with and you like, maybe you like it or you're more accustomed to it. It was just jarring as someone who's like consuming this media for the first time. It was definitely different. I'm like trying to think now if there's any type of like American editing styles that you see in like popular TV that really bothers me.
Well, I'm thinking that like that's their formula. Like,
yeah,
that
exactly.
Works over there. Like, yes. I know when like foreigners come to America and they eat pizza, it's like really hard for them because it's so salty. And if you eat pizza like somewhere else, it's like, oh, this tastes so healthy. That's what I think.
I'm like trying to think of what would be jarring if you came and watched like.
I'm trying to think, like maybe like a laugh track.
Yeah.
But I feel like laugh tracks aren't as common anymore.
Yeah. But like old sitcoms, totally.
The only show that I could watch that has a laugh track that I enjoy is Friends.
Like, wait, is there a show that's like Friends that doesn't have a laugh track? Like Seinfeld, like Big Bang Theory,
I think
New
Seinfeld,
Girl.
I think those all have laugh tracks.
Yeah.
Does New Girl have a laugh track?
That's what I'm wondering. I feel like that type of, that like archetype of show has to have a laugh track.
I don't think New
work.
Girl has a laugh track.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm like thinking really hard. I don't think it has a laugh track. I love New Girl. Did you know they're taking it off Netflix? Watch your New Girl while you can. It's leaving.
I mean, doesn't Netflix just like kind of suck ass unless you love like Korean shows?
Yeah, Netflix, I would say, kind of sucks ass. And I'm paying more for it, and I can't password share anymore. So there's a lot of stuff I'm going to...
No, they stopped that.
Really? I just had to re-log into my Netflix on all of my devices.
That means I'm going to have to re-log into my Netflix.
I hope you know your password.
I think I have like 15 people on my Netflix account.
Our entire house, like you can go in anyone's room and we're all on your shit.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Apple TV. I bought a movie on Apple TV last night, and it was Broden's account.
I legitimately have I think I'm subscribed to almost every streaming service. Except the only one I've ever unsubscribed from is Peacock. Because like it was horrific. It was bad.
That's fair.
But like, yeah, I think I like Crunchyroll, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Max. Fuck. I don't even know what else. But like, I have like Prime Video.
He has Disney Plus.
I have Disney Plus.
Yep. You have Stars.
I have Stars?
Pretty sure.
What? I'm paying for Stars?
I'm pretty sure I'm on your Stars.
Dude, I didn't sign up for Stars. So someone must have signed up for Stars on my account. That's on... Wait.
I think that's one of those ones where it's like you like are already signed up for a different platform.
Is that through Hulu?
Yeah.
I think
do this add-on.
Yeah, I think it's like an add-on to something.
Isn't
else.
It like $90
like
a month?
Max. Well, I don't know.
What the fuck?
You tell me, man.
Wait, I'm subscribed to Stars. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna have to look into this later.
Yeah, you should check your subscription.
I will say though, like I logged into my HBO Max and there's like someone named Sayu who like made an account on my HBO Max. Like, I only know one Sayu. I definitely didn't share my account with them. And then
Sayu a Genshin character?
I was just about to say that.
Also,
I
feel like also, someone... Like oh, maybe it's character. Lily.
I think it's probably Lily. Oh. And she named it Sayu. Yeah.
Dude, I almost got into a fight with Anita once because we agreed to like only watch certain shows together, like The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I logged into my HBO Max account and like my specific profile... And then it showed that I would like watch like partway through like the most recent episode. And she's like, "You started watching without me." He's like, "I swear to God, baby, that is not me. I have not seen this shit yet."
That was
like,
us.
She's like, "You don't have to lie."
Wait, because- that was us.
Was it you guys?
Yeah, it was us. Like, your name is in the top left of
you
our TV.
You fuckers!
I'm like, oh, wow.
You can make your own profile. Dude, it's because, okay, I like lied to Anita once and told her, like, oh, I didn't watch the most recent episode and we watched it together. That. And then after that, I told her, like, hey, I actually did. And she was, like, upset with me, justifiably, because mm-hmm. I lied to her because I thought it would, like, be better if, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I realized now that that was not a good idea. I should have just been honest with her to begin with. But yeah, like ever since then, she kind of gave me like the stank eye. Like so when she saw that the episode was partially watched, I was like, "Baby, I swear, I know I've lied to you before. This time it wasn't me. I'm pretty sure it's like one of my. I have a lot of friends on my account." She's like, "Okay, yeah."
But like, let her know it was us.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah, she's watching. It was us. It was that the last of us specifically.
The last of us specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was okay. Our entire house.
We made it like halfway through an episode, and we definitely did not make our own profiles.
Oh, I don't want to make a new profile.
Yeah, I'd be all up in Peter.
I'm just you.
Just fucking please. Stuff it's so annoying because I have to like I click on the episode. I then have to like click start from the beginning. You motherfuckers, if you're using my goddamn account, just make That's your fair. Own profile.
That's fair. We'll make our own profile.
Well, I'm going to keep using his.
It's Sean, then.
You're
it's
dancing on the
problem.
Threshold right now.
I'll watch every show
You're
on HBO
dancing on the
right
threshold.
Now.
Fuck. I did actually just finish The Sopranos, though, and that was really good.
Oh, my God, The Sopranos. Yeah. I used to watch that.
I've never watched that.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I used to watch that with my mom when I was a kid.
It's great. It's great.
It's a good show.
It is a good show.
It's a good show.
It's a really good show. Yeah. It's actually not... that long either yeah. It's like six seasons
yeah, it's a banger
but yeah it's one of those shows where like I started it like 20 times but never actually finished the show but like I recently just finished it so
yeah.
It's good I highly recommend it. I just started watching The Wire again too because unfortunately Lance Reddick just passed away recently. He is also in that show and that show is supposed to be really good so mm-hmm. Watching that.
Lance Reddick is a sick name.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you bring that up. Whenever I hear animated characters, I can never, for the life, if you gave me $1 billion, I could never connect the voice to the animated character. Like, I didn't know Lightning McQueen was the guy who
Wilson.
Says, yeah, Owen Wilson. And when after I heard that and I heard Lightning McQueen say ka-chow, I'm like, that's just like him saying wow. And like it ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I don't like Owen Wilson, by the way. I'm sorry if you like Owen Wilson.
You don't like Owen Wilson?
I think he's not funny.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's lame.
Fuck. I love saying wow.
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 Yeah, but
no,
like you
can
do it
say
ironically.
It. No, but
right?
You can wow. Say it. You've never said that like real.
Yeah. It's
like
ironic.
I've never like made a play in wow. Valor and you're like, wow. You've
no,
never
but
done
you
that.
Should.
Wait, would you want me to?
Yeah.
Would you like Owen?
It's
Wilson
okay
if
you
if
do
I
it. I just didn't I just don't really like it.
Wait, there's actually a movie that's he's in that's not a comedy that's actually really good in my opinion. I forgot. It's like A Night in Paris.
Oh,
yeah.
Midnight in Paris.
Midnight in Paris.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say.
But it's not because of him.
Yeah.
It's because the movie. Yeah. Like, I could have been in that movie.
Like, cool. He's like totally like, wow, I'm in Paris.
He never says that.
Time travel. Wow.
Wait, I also liked. You didn't like Shanghai Nights?
No.
Or I watched Shanghai Noon.
I did watch Shanghai Noon. Wait, wasn't it Shanghai Nights?
Yeah, that's the sequel, I think.
Oh.
In England. Rob.
In England.
I don't know. He, like, okay, I don't think that he's, like, particularly like, bad or something. Something about him is just, like, really distracting to me, where, like, I can't. Okay, an example is, like, Kylo Ren takes off his Darth Vader. I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, the new Darth Vader. That's Kylo Ren. And then I see him in Marriage Story, and all I see is Kylo Ren.
Oh, like, wait, I so think what it's, like, role do you see Owen Wilson in?
I think Owen Wilson, okay, this is mean. I think Owen Wilson is, like, annoying, but, like, he's past the threshold. Like, I'm right here at the threshold, but he's, like, surpassing it.
Okay, I, like, kind of get it, but I'm wondering which role made you annoyed by him.
I have to watch, like, his old stuff. Okay. I didn't like him from, like, an early age, I think.
Okay, because yeah. For me, that, I know what you're saying. I understand the feeling, because, like, for me, I have a hard time watching things with Joaquin Phoenix in it, because he was so...
Who's that?
Such a bastard in Gladiator.
Oh, he's the king.
He's the emperor.
Gladiator was such a good movie, though.
Such a good movie. But like, he did his job really well, though. Like, it made me hate him, which makes it hard. Like, because I watched Walk the Line, where he played as Johnny Walker, I think. What was that his name?
That would be Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Walker. I think that's the alcohol, right? Fuck. Sorry. Sorry, he plays as Johnny Cash. And then... I think he also did a really good job, but like I was still like, man, fuck this guy. He killed Russell Crowe, you know?
That's how I would feel if Joffrey from Game of Thrones ever got another role.
Oh,
like,
true.
I cannot stand that kid, and if I saw him in anything else, I would just... It didn't matter what he was playing. He could be like saving children from a drought. Like, I just...
Saving children from a drought.
I know. I was really hoping that we were going to move on from
no,
it, but we didn't.
We definitely fixated.
We didn't.
How would you propose that someone be saved from a drought?
They don't have water, and you bring them water.
Dehydration.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just move on. I'm just suggesting it. It is an option.
I just wanted to bully you a little bit on that. But I could actually see Joffrey in like a... Dude, what's his actual name? Do you know?
No idea.
Just call him Joffrey.
Okay. It's just Joffrey to me.
I could see Joffrey in like a comedy movie where he is still that annoying brat, but then someone just like slaps the shit out of him, or he like dies in like a really horrific way, in a comedic way. Wait, is that fucked up?
Why his real name is Jack Gleason.
Gleason. That's right. Jack Gleason.
Yeah, but if you say that to me, I'm not going to know who that is. Yeah. But if you're like Joffrey, I'm like, oh, yeah. I hate that guy. You know who did a good job at making me hate them?
Hmm.
The superhero?
Homelander.
Homelander.
I knew you were going to say Homelander.
Wait,
I fucking love Homelander.
He was so good at making you like uncomfortable. And and I saw him in an interview after, and he's like super nice and like totally charismatic. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Makes me think like he'd be so good at Among Us.
Isn't he also like a Kiwi or like Australian or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's not American.
I gotta say, Homelander is like one of my favorite characters that I've like ever gotten to see in TV.
He's from, sorry.
No,
he's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
I want to watch interviews now.
He's a good actor.
Because
in his interviews, you will love him. He's just like funny, normal, not like...
But what if he's secretly crazy? Like the intensity in his eyes sometimes when he's doing those like scenes, I'm like, this guy might actually murder people.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just such a good that's such a good role. It's crazy because like Joffrey, I just hate, right? Like there's like no other emotion there. But I love Homelander and hate Homelander at the same time.
You're like kind of attracted to his power a little bit.
No, I wouldn't even say it's attraction. Like I'm not attracted to him. I just like really love him as a character.
No.
But like I didn't love Joffrey as a character. I just hated him and like could not wait until he died.
That's true. I think Joffrey wasn't a very dynamic character.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Homelander is super dynamic. Yeah. God, I cannot wait for the next season of The Boys.
I'll study Homelander because like something about him is like he can make you really uncomfortable even though you're safe at home. I'm like, that could be a level of annoying. As well.
Is that how you just pick up annoyance from...
Well, I'm just like, when I play video games, if you watch me play, I don't really play like other players a lot of the time. And then, but I'll lose to something. I'll be like, wow, that was so annoying. And I take that and I store it one block in my memory and I remember it for like a year from now. I'll whip it out. It's like
Holy
an ace
shit.
Up your sleeve. You have a bunch of aces everywhere.
And
you're like a
annoying.
Superhero, but like for being annoying.
Yeah.
That's your superpower.
That's where my memory is really good, which is interesting. My memory is like pretty bad overall.
You allocate so much of like your brain power towards how to be annoying.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Would you think that that is like the thing that you're best at?
Being annoying?
Yeah.
It's probably top three.
What would be in your other two?
Not being scared. Oh, no, sorry. Going too hard is number two.
That's true. I agree.
Going too hard meaning?
Like if there's like alcohol in front of me, I'll like drink too much. If there's like candy in front of me, I'll just eat all of it. Or like I'm playing a video game, I'll play for like 13 hours. I don't really like do things like lightly.
Yeah, you don't really have
like when I'm cooking, I put it on like super height and I burn everything. But I'll eat it. But wait, I realize it's too hard.
Wait, what?
I had a cooking arc and I was like, you know, I'm gonna learn to cook a bunch of different things. I just like kind of cooked everything on high heat because they didn't like really specify. Their parents like, yeah, cook this for like 10 minutes. I'm like, okay.
No, they probably do specify. They probably say, oh, to medium, on medium to high.
I feel like high, medium, low is like kind of subjective. Like,
when you see not medium, the biggest high.
Flame, not the biggest flame, but like not like lower than the biggest flame.
Wait, what the fuck? So when you see medium, high in like cooking instructions, you're like medium or high.
I think it's like
high.
A suggestion, like in the range. Like fuck, if you're going to cook medium, high, 8 to 10. And then just medium is like 4 to
Wait,
7.
So is like a slow cooker like your worst enemy? It's like, what is this?
Well, I bought a slow cooker and it's ironic because I like made this thing and it was like, oh, it takes 6 hours. I'm like, so this is going to be done. Like I only start cooking when I'm hungry. So I'm like, I'm not going to wait 6 hours. So I just cook it in the pot. So now Skara uses my slow cooker for everything. Now he makes delicious food for all
Dude,
of us.
Dude, I heard he's been cooking a lot.
Skara, he makes good stuff.
Been cooking for like weeks now. And the house always smells amazing. And his food is really good. And he makes way too much of it. So
what
we
the
all
fuck?
Eat.
I had a slow cooker at our place. He literally never cooked once. That yeah, son of a bitch.
We've had ribs. We had chili. We had pork tacos. We
He's made a lot of things.
He's been chefing it up. We had like a spicy chicken.
To his credit, though, whenever he orders Mexican food, he orders extra for me, which is very nice of him.
That's very sweet of him.
But he never cooked once, that son of a bitch. Do you think that's his like quarter life crisis? A little bit?
Low key, yeah. We've like talked about it before. He's like, I just am in a stage of my life where, fuck it, I'm going to learn how to cook. And then, yeah, he's like, he bought a rice cooker. He's been using Sean's slow cooker. He's like buying all sorts of things for cooking, like kitchen scissors and whatever. It's honestly
finally
pretty adorable.
We have scissors.
Yeah.
We have scissors in the kitchen for something. I like it because there's a bunch of like spices. Like when I made stew for the first time, I like didn't really know how to make it. So I called my mom. Like I made it, but it did not look right. So I called my mom. I was like, yo, mom. I made stew and I like showed her and she's like, that's not right. And I'm like, yeah, it looks like soup. Like, and she's like, well, do you have flour? And I was like, oh no. I went to Cat. We don't have flour.
Wait, so
I
you made flour. Stew without flour?
Well, it was an optional ingredient.
But
in parentheses, because the flour makes it thicker. But like as a noob, I'm not going to know to add flour to liquid. I'm like, that's weird.
Wait,
but
really?
Maybe you do that.
Wait, because it's like, you're like, damn, there's an ingredient that makes soup thicker. This soup seems really thin. I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah, and then my mom was like, well, we could fix that. Do you have a bay leaf? And I'm like, no. What's a bay leaf? And I had to Google that. So now I have all these random ingredients.
Wait, I actually didn't know what do bay leaves do for like cooking? Because there are a lot of recipes that'll be like, add bay leaf, then remove it before you're eating.
I think it's just
I think it's
just a flavor thing. Because it's just a leaf and you can't eat it.
Yeah, it's probably a flavor thing, right? Okay.
I imagine it's in there with like rosemary and thyme.
Okay.
But it seems really important for the recipe though. It was like bold in all caps, bay leaf.
Wait, so flour was optional?
Flour wasn't even in the recipe. You could like add flour for another recipe on this list. For stew.
Dude, I think your recipe was like, it's not good.
You had a jacked recipe.
Well,
man.
I looked at the picture, but the picture's obviously taken from like, I don't know, some random nice stew photo. Like, you know, they have like a list of, what's it called? When you're like...
Ingredients?
No. I know what ingredients are. Stock photo of like a stew. Like a nice stew.
Fuck. Was it good though in the end? Did you fix it?
It tasted fine. Just the texture was different.
A little soupy.
Yeah. Like it didn't go as well with like bread or rice.
Yeah, you need flour. Yeah. You need some kind of thickening agent for sure.
Yeah. Lessons learned that day. Skara made the same mistake though. Just like, couple weeks later.
I would say everyone makes that mistake.
Maybe stew is hard.
I don't think it's hard.
I don't think stew is hard. I think stew is supposed to be easy.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
I think stew is one of those things where, like, they made it easy for, like, peasants to, like, throw everything into a pot and just cook it and it's good.
And somehow you fucked it up.
Yeah, no. You fucked it
well,
up.
Well, now I have bay leaves, so I can't.
And Scarra fucked it up.
And I have flour.
That's true. We do have flour.
Also,
now.
I imagine that every house ever has flour. Because, like, like living with housemates and then living with, like, my parents and, like, living with friends, it's like, we've always had flour, but I never bought it. We just always had it.
Cooking streams. I'm sure that some cooking stream we bought, like, a fuck ton of flour to make X amount of cookies, and we used probably, like, 10% of the flour for that stream, and then we just had flour.
Yeah.
That's why I like when John cooks, because John buys way too much stuff, and then there's so much left over that I can use it later.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah. All right, we're actually coming up on our time already. That flew by. Yep. Thank you for joining us, guys.
As it does.
Well, on that note, is there anything you guys wanted to promote? Anything coming up? Where can we find you?
No on the promotion, but I'm Sid or Sidion everywhere. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Sean?
And I'm Seanic on Twitch and then HyperSeanic on Twitter. And I'll annoy these guys for the rest of my life.
Hopefully. Great. Yeah. I hope like we're playing MMOs or something and then you just like piss me off so hard I just die. Anyway, thank you for watching another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. We will catch you guys next time. Bye. Bye-bye.